This is podtech.net. I'm Catherine Girardeau.
When I say leadership, I think of terms like vision and passion, inspiration, conviction that allows you to pursue that vision and that passion.
That's a clip from Judy Estrin's keynote address at TIECON 2006. Estrin is the founder and CEO of Packet Design and the former CTO of Cisco. Estrin has experienced leadership from many different perspectives.
Just a couple of notes about leadership. And first thing I want to say is the word leadership means different things to different people. And I want to point out that when you're looking at companies, there is a difference between leading or leadership and management. And they're very often used interchangeably. Organizations need both. Sometimes they're combined into the same person. Sometimes you have complementary talents. When I say leadership, I think of terms like vision and passion, inspiration, conviction that allows you to pursue that vision and that passion. When I think of the term management, I think of execution. I think of supervision, supervising, controlling, strategy, directing. And you need both of those as you move forward. Leadership comes from various levels in an organization. It should be at the top, but it also can come from other places. It can be direct in line management as well as indirect. Leadership versus management is a very important concept to think about in the engineering rank and file, the VP of engineering versus CTO, the importance of a technical track for those technology leaders who are not managers, who have the vision and the passion that you want to be able to keep around. Founders often are the leaders. You don't want to have to kick them out as the management comes into a company. And true leadership is really rare. You can't teach leadership. You can teach management. You can't teach leadership. But you can identify leadership qualities in somebody and nurture them. And that's the important thing that you need to do as you're looking out in your organization. I'm going to try to real quickly do this, which is one thing I've learned as I've gone through many, many startups now, is that there are phases of a business. And what is really important is to match the leadership style to that phase of a business. And if you can think of the first phase, a bra startup is what I call the clean slate to product stage. You're going from nothing to a product. The leader, the management's need to be able to deal with ambiguity, because that's what it's all about. It's completely ambiguous. Phase two is you have a product to signing up those first 10 to 20 customers. You really need to start connecting with the customer, understanding sales and marketing, but still having lots of flexibility to navigate through how you get to those customers. And the third phase is then scaling. I've watched a lot of companies bring in leaders who can scale into the first phase. They fail. Most people can go through two of these phases, maybe one and two or two or three. It's very hard to find people that can go from one all the way through scaling. And as you're thinking about the company, if you yourself as an entrepreneur, if you are moving from one phase to the next, think about how you need to retool your own skills, or maybe you don't want to. Maybe you just want to add a partner who can complement it. And then I would just want to finish with another analogy, and don't roll your eyes at this, which is I've listened to sports analogies all my career. And so as I started to think about leadership, I wanted to instead try to introduce a new analogy. And there's a lot of commonality between great leadership and great parenting. I'm not talking about mothering. Parenting is not a women's issue, but great parenting. And so let me quickly take you through a couple of slides to indicate what I mean by this. Number one is that communication is absolutely critical to both. And if you think about it, the best leadership style as well as the best parenting style, I believe, comes from giving and getting trust. And not about yelling, and not about intimidation, and not about bullying, but it's about a trust relationship between the leader and the employees, or the parent and the child, and that's way more effective. Explicit communication is necessary in both cases, but what really makes a difference is actions. Employees or kids watch the action of their leaders or parents, and that's really how they behave. What you reward, what you disapprove of, that's how you build cultures. It's not about the 10 bullets that you put on someone's card or you put up on the wall. Those are good, but it's really about the actions. And last, communication is not one way. You can learn a hell of a lot from your employees. You can learn a hell of a lot from your kids. If you're not a good listener, I don't believe you're a good communicator. There are a bunch of more parallels. The culture of a company is set by its leader. The values of a child is set by its parents. There's no right way to lead. There's no right way to parent. And so as you listen to me or anybody else that you get advice from, remember that every company is different. Every child is different. You can learn a lot from people, but don't let people tell you how to do it. Listen and adapt it to your own style. That's the way you, I believe, will be successful. Great leaders know it's about the company and the customers, not about themselves. Great parents know it's about the child, not about themselves. Qualities such as good judgment, inspiration, integrity, flexibility, and above all, patience are critical to both. And then I just put a note here that is being a board member, like being like a grandparent, but I put it up there, and I can't even think about it because it makes me feel too old since my career is now as a board member. And then last is learning to let go. Both as you parent and as your kid grows, when they're little, you're involved in everything because any mistake is fatal. Toddler, you have to watch them all the time. The same thing with little companies. You can't make a mistake in a little company, so micromanaging is not a bad word when the company is small. But as a child grows and becomes a teenager, you know what? You're done. You can be supportive, but you can't tell them what to do anymore. You have to hope that you've instilled the right values. You have to back off, and you have to know when to come in and get involved. Exactly the same with your baby, your entrepreneurial company that has grown to a size. You have to let go and know when to come in and get involved. And children evolve from being very parent-focused to being peer-focused. Companies evolve from going up hierarchically to the CEO to being peer-focused, and at that point, you better have the right executive team in place. Let's not take the analogy too far. Commitment is not the same. Parenting is forever. Companies are not, so you really need to kind of keep this all in perspective. It's not important to know when it's time for change, for yourself if you're the entrepreneur, for others if you're on the board. But the Valley, and I will say the VCs have gotten a little too quick to replace CEOs these days. So the pendulum right now is, oops, there's a problem, CEO goes. With losing a founder CEO, you lose vision, you lose passion, and so we have to be a little bit more careful about this. But if you're the founder and you know that you have outgrown the size of the company, be proactive as opposed to making it happen to you.